Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Appleby Bermuda Shorts podcast, short talks on all things Bermuda and business. In this Tech Talk series, we are going to talk about, you guessed it, what's happening in the world of tech. I'm Jerome Wilson, head of Appleby's Technology and Innovation Practice in Bermuda. Technology is transforming businesses, markets, and our everyday lives in ways we could not have previously imagined. Today, I'm joined by Matt Ebbs Brewer, who is a partner in our corporate team. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Jerome. How are you?
I'm good. So we're doing our first ever episode of Bermuda Shorts. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling excited.
So we put together this podcast as a way of getting our message out there and speaking to our clients or potential clients, rather, who may not have an opportunity to pick up the phone or to contact us and, you know, talk to us about these things. So we are putting together this podcast that deals with issues relating to tech and technology in Bermuda, where we can talk about different topics. And today's topic is an interesting one, and that is why Bermuda, specifically for digital asset businesses and for tech companies. What is the case for Bermuda? So at first glance, you know, why Bermuda? You can approach it from a couple of different angles. Why Bermuda? Because of the location, sun, beach, you know, all those good things. That is a really good case for Bermuda. But I don't think that's enough for a company to, you know, investigate and do their due diligence on the island to see whether or not they should actually come here and set up a business or get licensed or do something interesting through the island. And so the next level of consideration, is, as it were, is the regulatory aspect of it. We want to delve into that a little bit more and talk about that from a Bermuda perspective. So welcome all. Thanks for listening. And we hope you enjoy this podcast. So, Matt, where do we start?
Well, that's always the question, isn't it, Jerome? Where do we start? I think, you know, you kind of set out, there are a few different reasons as to why, you know, someone may or may not choose to domicile in a specific jurisdiction. I think you've honed in on the kind of the key point of, you know, good beaches and weather are only going to get you so far.
Yeah.
And I think we need to have a look at what we're seeing people that are interested in coming to Bermuda. What do they want? And for us, I think, you know, we're seeing the same kind of themes coming up in our conversations again and again. We have people that want to be able to come to a jurisdiction. They want to be able to establish their business, and they want to be able to grow that business in a, you know, in a framework that works and supports them, mm-hmm. allows them to conduct their business, you know, with certainty. Mm-hmm. I think that's a very key word, especially in the world that we live in at the moment.
Agreed.
You want to be able to know that when you come to a jurisdiction to establish your business, you have the tools that you need to succeed now and in the future. And I think that's one of the real benefits to Bermuda. You know, it's been here a long time now, being a key player in international business for a long, long time, very well-respected regulator, very well-respected legal system. It's a place that you can come to be very, very comfortable that you're going to be doing business in a way that's going to be respected by the international business markets that you're going to be targeting.
No, I agree. And you characterized and framed it really well there. I think a lot of the discussions that we hear center around the certainty of the governance. And that's interesting when you first say it, because you would think that most people are coming from a jurisdiction that is pretty straightforward and pretty well regulated in other areas. And so, you know, they have a certain level of certainty. But we've seen, especially in some of the larger countries, that what's legal and acceptable and fine today can almost overnight become not acceptable and require tremendous capital and effort on a business to change what they've been doing. And so Bermuda, let's sort of take a step back. Bermuda is certain. We know that. But that certainty was not born out of thin air. Bermuda has a very well regulated, very well run, very well respected insurance industry here. It's very mature. It's one of the largest in the world. It's a premier destination and a gold standard. Out of that industry has come also with it a regulator, the Bermuda Monetary Authority, that is also a blue chip regulator. They're very well respected in the world, have some of the highest ratings that a regulator can have amongst its peers. And this is including regulators that are in jurisdictions like Canada, like the US, like Europe. And so what we have here is a very well mature system of regulatory and ecosystem, as you were, where there are mature and well-run businesses coupled with a mature and well-run and respected regulator. And so when the digital asset revolution came, I think it was really a natural sort of step for the country, for the government to embrace and to say, okay, we already have this really well-run infrastructure in place. Let's bring this other new and exciting area in. And because of that, you know, we were one of the first jurisdictions in the world to have an actual workable, concrete, certain piece of legislation that people could look at and say, okay, this is what the activities are. This is what's going to be regulated. This is how I can make an application. And this is, once I'm regulated, this is what the framework and the ecosystem is going to be for my company. And so because of that, you know, we have been able to be on the vanguard, as it were, of regulation and the digital asset business revolution in Bermuda. And I see you nodding your head. Did you want to say something to that?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think one of the benefits of Bermuda in this space has been the fact that we have this well-respected, well-understood framework that has been used so well to regulate a number of different sectors, you know, whether that's investment business, the insurance sector, and just asset management more generally. And that's great. And it's worked really well in those sectors. And I think that's key. What we've been able to do is take a framework that's worked very well in other sectors and then adapt that framework to make it fit for purpose for this new age. And what we've also seen to kind of tack on to that, which I think is also, you know, even more encouraging, it's not standing still.
Yep.
It's then saying, okay, so we took a framework that we had, we've made it fit for purpose for this new asset class, this new business class, and then as that moves, the jurisdiction has moved with it.
Absolutely. So yeah, so we have the regulatory pedigree down pat, and I think that that's something that, you know, we want to make sure it comes clear, is that regulatory wise, coming to Bermuda and being in this space is, you know, you're gonna be dealing with a regulator that knows the industry, knows what they're doing, and is very competent. And so, sort of moving along, another practical reason I think that there is to why Bermuda is very simple, but I think also another profound reason. And, you know, we are a small island. We punch well above our weight in the global financial sectors of the world, where capital comes into Bermuda, and there are lots of companies that have their presence here. Coupled with that is that there's one regulator, and there's one regulator who speaks on behalf of the government, as it were. So we know we have the legislative arm, we know we have the premier's office, we know we have those bodies. But when it comes to regulation, there's one. And I think that that's profound and interesting, because we often take for granted what that means. And you and I have had conversations with clients who are regulated in the U.S., for instance, and they have part of their businesses are regulated there. And sometimes they're regulated on a state-by-state level, where they have to have and make an application for and basically maintain a license for individual states, which, you know, there are 50 states, you have 50 different licenses, 50 different requirements, 50 different deadlines. That's, I would personally think is the you have to do that business. It could be administratively tough.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely correct, Jerome. And I think a related point to that that I've seen is having a single regulator that oversees a number of different aspects of a business in the digital asset space is absolutely invaluable, because we have so many clients, potential clients of us, coming to us with a variety of innovative projects that historically would have touched different pieces of Bermuda's overall regulatory framework.
Yeah.
And to be able to go to the regulator and say, here's a new and exciting business model. It touches this column, and this column of your framework. Let's work together and come up with a solution for the client.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
You know, one of the things that we should talk about is our regulator and how well they are and how approachable they are. The Bermuda regulator, the Bermuda Monetary Authority, to be specific, is, you know, an extremely flexible regulator. Their answer to most questions is not no, or not even yes, really. It's okay, let's talk about it. Let's see what we can do. Let's see how this fits into the framework of the existing legislation. Let's talk about it. And I think that any regulator that answers a question with let's talk about it, I think that that is a good thing, because what it shows is their willingness to engage, their willingness to listen, and their willingness to be open to solutions that work within the framework of the legislation and the regulations governing it. So flexibility is an important feature of our regulator. And again, they have been able to reach this level being a mature regulator based on the experiences that they have with the insurance industry, with the investment business industry, with existing industries in Bermuda that have given them this level of sophistication, as it were, and comfort. Let's be collegial. Let's talk about it. So another reason for us to talk about why Bermuda, to talk about our strength, is that digital currencies and the digital assets, whatever you want to say, however you want to say, crypto, it all refers to pretty much the same thing, blockchain technology. That was embraced by our government very early on. That still today is, I think, one of the best pieces of legislation that's come out of this country for a long time. And so that support from the government, I think, has been, from the highest levels of our government, has been tremendous. Because, you know, I had a call a couple of weeks ago where someone was saying, you know, are digital assets considered to be sort of kosher in Bermuda? Are they considered to be things that are, you know, people can touch and own and things of that nature? Effectively, what the person was asking is, have they been embraced by the jurisdiction? And so that is another reason why Bermuda is such a premier destination for cryptocurrencies and for companies who are, more importantly, in the value chain, as I like to say, of cryptocurrencies, whether they're issuing, storing, realizing, touching, you know, whatever the case may be, marketplace, whatever it is, if you're in the value chain of cryptocurrency for your business or blockchain technology for your business, then we think that it's important for you to do your due diligence on Bermuda to see what we as a jurisdiction have to offer for you from a regulatory perspective, from a practical perspective. I mean, a practical perspective that we haven't really touched on is our location. Our location is ideal. You know, when we wake up, Europe is kind of mid-morning, early afternoon. When Europe goes offline, it's the United States who are kind of in there mid-morning, early afternoon on the East Coast. And then on the West Coast, we have, you know, people in their early mornings. And so by the time we go offline in the evenings, the West Coast is just getting up and running into their mid-afternoon, mid-evening. But we're able to have all these conversations with them throughout the day, including people in Asia. And so, you know, Bermuda is ideal for a lot of reasons. Practical reasons, regulatory reasons, non-regulatory reasons, you name it. we think that there is a strong case for Bermuda at least being as a part of the conversation when it comes to considering, looking at, and deciding upon having a digital asset presence outside of the major centers in the world. So that's the United States, Canada, Europe, Asia, wherever you are. Bermuda is a place where you can consider, for the reasons we've mentioned, as being a place for you to launch your product outside of your home jurisdiction.
I'd absolutely agree with that, Jerome. And I think my only closing sentiment really kind of picks up on a couple of points that I've noted down as you've been talking. You've been talking about value chain and offering. And sometimes I think we miss the question of, why would I want to be regulated? And I think, you know, the fundamental point is, if you're regulated in Bermuda, the advantage for you as a business is that that grows confidence in your business and your products. And it's important to note that's not just confidence from your customers. That's also confidence from your investors. Yep. Without either of those two pieces, you don't have a business.
That's absolutely correct.
And I think that is one of the big advantages offered by regulation in Bermuda.
That's right. That's a good point. You know, we're getting to a stage in the world where, you know, people need confidence in the platforms that they use. They need to know that there's someone watching the people who are operating these platforms and making sure that they are playing within the rules and you know, that playing within a field and within an environment that is governed by a logical set of rules. And what I mean by that is the BMA are not going to ensure that the company makes money. It's still a business. It's still an enterprise at the end of the day. However, what they will ensure is that the people running the company are putting in place practices and procedures that will allow the business to thrive. And if it runs into or happens upon hard times, then there is a plan to deal with that. That is the important thing about regulation. So I'm glad you honed in on that point, because some people say, why do I need to be regulated? You know, it's not regulated in the large countries in the world. They're still trying to sort things out in the U.S. And, you know, once regulation comes there, what is it even going to look like? Are people going to want to be regulated there? That's a different story for another day. But Bermuda at least is saying you can be regulated. You can be in a jurisdiction that is respected for regulation. And then when you're dealing with third parties, when you're dealing with others in the world, you are saying I'm regulated, and that gives you credibility. So, you know, these words keep on coming back and back around: credibility, certainty, efficacy for your customers or your consumers, or your users. It's, you know, the list can go on and on and on. So the upshot is that the benefit of being regulated is more than the disbenefit, I would say. But I do want to say that and make the point that for anyone who's listening, if you are considering as part of your team a new jurisdiction, another jurisdiction that is different from your home jurisdiction that offers benefits that your home jurisdiction may not, then look to Bermuda. We think that it could be your one-stop shop, especially if you're looking to go out into the world and to have your platform touch on multiple jurisdictions. Bermuda is definitely a place that you should consider and do your due diligence on. Matt and I would be happy to speak with you. Our contact details will be available. And, you know, please feel free to reach out to us. We look forward to hearing from you.